And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of February, 2015. 1455, on this date, the first printing of the Gutenberg Bible began in Mainz, Germany. In China, books had been printed as early as the 9th century, but in Europe, books had been produced by hand, copied painstakingly by scribes, until Johannes Gutenberg developed the printing press with movable type. He'd been experimenting with the press for several years, printing single sheets, small grammar books, and he created an oil-based ink that would stick to the type, not the water-based, and then started producing the Gutenberg Bible, 1,300 pages on calfskin vellum, about 45 copies, and another 135 copies on paper made from recycled linen clothing. It's the birth date of Samuel Pepys, London, 1633, whose diary gives us a picture of 17th century Restoration England, including the plague of 1665 and the Great Fire of 1666, as well as Samuel Pepys's diet and his toilet habits and his sexual relationships and social events. He began his diary January 1st, 1660. This morning I rose, put on my suit with great skirts, went to Mr. Gunning's chapel at Exeter House, where he made a very good sermon, dined at home, where my wife dressed the remains of a turkey, and in the doing of it, she burned her hand. 1927, on this date, the physicist Werner Heisenberg first described his uncertainty principle, stating that the more precisely we can determine a particle's momentum, the less we know about its position and vice versa. And it was on this day, 1987, astronomers observed a new supernova, the first visible one since 1604, the death of a blue star. It looked like a human eye in the middle of a pair of overlapping rings. Here's a poem for today by Philip Levine, Dreaming in Swedish. The snow is falling on the tall, pale reeds near the seashore, and even though in places the sky is heavy and dark, a pale sun peeps through, casting its yellow light across the face of the waves coming in. Someone has left a bicycle leaning against the trunk of a sapling and gone into the woods. The tracks of a man disappear among the heavy pines and oaks, a large-footed, slow man dragging his right foot at an odd angle as he makes for the one white cottage that sends its plume of smoke skyward. He must be the mailman. A canvas bag, half-closed, sits upright in a wooden box over the front wheel. The discreet crystals of snow seep in one at a time, blurring the address of a single letter, the one I wrote in California and mailed, though I knew it would never arrive on time. What does this seashore near Malmö have to do with us and the white cottage sealed up against the wind and the snow coming down all day without purpose or need? There is our canvas sack of answers, if only we could fit the letters to each other. Poem by Philip Levine, Dreaming in Swedish, from The Simple Truth, published by Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by LegalZoom for over 10 years, providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts, LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.